Do a live video real quick. We're waiting for the Facebook to go live. Can I kill two birds with one stone here? I'm going to step back just a tad. I'm going to answer a question today about, give me 1 second. We are live in Facebook now. Facebook, Instagram, for those people who are watching on both platforms. Had a question come in actually a while ago. I didn't see it. I don't know if I addressed it in a video, but I thought it's a good thing to do on a video today. It'll be valuable. And it has to do with gas station interdiction. You know, this is a time where we're certainly, you know, we're going to stay focused on what we do, right? We're going to stay focused on continue to educate and continue to train, because if you look 3 to 5 years from now down the road, police work's still going to be here, right? And cops are going to still need to know how to do the job, and they're still going to need to know how to go out into the field and perform reactive or proactively. So let me give you some advice here. And maybe I'm not the formidable expert on gas station interdiction. I have some experience with it, but I've also collected some data throughout the years of teaching all over the country. So generally, a lot of people have a gas station in their town, a 24-hour gas station, a rest area, and they have chosen to work that area. So what does that mean? Yes, believe it or not, at your convenience stores, at your gas stations, a lot of crime transpires there. On top of that, people who are making long trips will eventually have to stop and get gas or some kind of food. We see in many motor vehicle stops that we have rest area junk food, receipts from gas stations. So I'm going to give you some thoughts on how to surveil a gas station and some of the ways I used to do it as well. Let me go into the question that was posed just for context. Hey, Dennis, I'm currently watching the day two of the training and just had a quick question regarding things to look for. I spend a lot of time parked in a 24-hour gas station that is right off Main Highway. It's the only 24-hour station nearby. Do you have any tips or tricks on things to look for regarding a gas station, people who come from a gas and get food? Let me just say this. If you are somebody who does work a gas station, have you something to offer in addition to the things that I'm going to cover, please comment it, right? Like, let's all be here to help each other. So comment it in this platform so we can help each other and get better at this job. Let me start with this, the very basics. The key core principles of any kind of detection of crime, especially when it comes to cold stops or interdiction, quote unquote, which is a word that was coined or phrased many years ago, but it actually means a lot of things. Because if you're going out and running radar and you're trying to stop speeders, you're interdicting speeders. I think every cop in the world is an interdiction officer, right? Some people think it's a taboo word, that I word, you got to watch out. But it just means that these are the cops that go out and perform at a higher level than most other ones, majority. So anytime, if you think about the basic principles of how we're learning how to detect crime, it's to watch the normal business occurrence, to watch the normal, what things look like when they're normal, and then pick out the abnormalities, right? For example, let's take it outside of the gas station and onto a main roadway. Right outside my window here is a main roadway. If I had a marked patrol car or some kind of patrol car, I would sit out there and watch traffic, right? And I would sit in a position where my presence would be known at some point on the roadway where people would begin to experience some kind of reaction to me being there, right? So let's go into the core principles of it. If 1,000 cars pass me in an hour, you know, maybe, let's go back to 100. Let's make it more simple. If 100 cars pass me in an hour, you know, 90 of those cars are going to see me and have no reaction to my presence. Maybe 5 of those cars that were speeding egregiously will see me and see a threat there and jam the brakes and lock it hard, right? And then there's 5 of those 10 that will have not been committing a violation, but yet still seem to have a reaction to my presence. Because we can't see the violation, we have to see beyond the violation into what's occurring there. And that's when we start to build reasonable suspicion. So it's being able to watch something. So I'm going to work a gas station. I'm going to sit out there and do my due diligence. I'm going to watch the gas station. I'm going to watch most people pull into the gas station, do their business, and then leave the gas station. That's normal. Let's call it a 24-hour gas station with a convenience store. Most people are going to pull in, get out, pump their gas, they're all going to look kind of the same, right? They're all going to get out. They're going to see a police car maybe across the street or down the road because you can be visible. That's fine. It's not a surveillance game. You can play it surveillance. You got to just develop your game. But they're going to see you. They're going to get out. They're going to pump their gas. They're going to mosey on into the store. They're going to make their purchase, come out, take the thing out, and put. So when we see somebody do that, we're watching the general public doing that 50, 60, 70 times and say, okay, this is what looks normal. This is what I'm seeing. This is normal. And by the way, this is a great opportunity to use binoculars to enhance your ability to see exactly what's going on, what their faces look like. So I'm going to be watching faces. This guy gets out. What does a normal transaction at a gas station slash convenience store look like? That's what you have to look for. Then you can start to pick out the behaviors that deviate from the normal. We had a guy in Texas came to my first class in Austin. He was he had quite a resume of roles that he had played as a law enforcement officer in Texas. And he said, what we do is we work a gas station. We look for the guy or girl that keeps their hand on the car the whole time, right? Everybody else gets out, pumps the gas, and goes into the store. This guy gets out, or this girl gets out of the car, takes the nozzle, pumps the gas, keeps their hand on the car the whole time. He goes, that's an indication for us that they're nervous and they're protecting their price. I've never seen that, and I'll tell you why. In New Jersey, as stupid as it is, we don't have self-service gas stations. It's full service, so you don't pump your own gas here. Things I wouldn't know because I didn't work in an area where I would be able to see that. If you watch people, right, especially when they notice your police car. Let me give you an example. Where I used to work, we had a 7-Eleven slash convenience store with a gas station. I knew this was a gold mine. If you looked at the dynamic of where it was one road, and I go over this in class, that separates one interstate from two additional interstates. There's about a mile of road that connect all three, right? That's all. So you can get off one, go about a mile down the road, and get onto two different ones. On top of that, it bordered New York. This is a great location. Across the street was a vacant car dealership. I didn't work this area very often, but when I did, this is where I would work it. I would watch with binoculars across the street. People would recognize it as a patrol car across the street, right? I didn't have to hide. I was able to do the work, even in a marked patrol car. I don't need a fucking unmarked and like to be in an SUV. You don't need to do that. You could achieve this work when you start using your brain to become cunning and try to just pick up on the anomalies and the differences that your presence makes. As I'm watching people with my binoculars, they're getting out of the car and they're maybe doing like a double take over to my patrol car to see if I'm looking at them. Maybe inside the car as I'm watching, they're looking over my patrol car to see if I'm looking at them. Because it would be the decision to pull in, not knowing that I was there. It would become apparent once they got into the gas station that I was there across the street. So you would see these people exit their cars and try to act cool. I would see people exit their cars and walk into the convenience store, and I could see them still peeking out the window to see if I was there, like kind of like nonchalantly taking a look. Look at this guy. Why is he so bothered? Why did 112 people before this guy go into the 7-Eleven, not give a shit, but this guy seems to be quite perturbed by my presence. So then we're going to take another factors and accountabilities, right? We're going to see what else is going on there. What does the car look like? Is it a car? You know, where are they from? Like, why is this bothering them so much? Or I'm looking for people to wait me out to see what I'm doing. Maybe I'll make it look like I'm actually running radar or doing a report, right? I'll do something like that in case they can see into the car. But I was far enough away during the day where you couldn't see into the car. If it was at night, you wouldn't know what I was doing. Maybe I'd like set up my car so it looked like I was trying to catch people speeding just to throw them off. So the threat's there. They're acknowledging it. But maybe throw them off just a tad. I would watch people being in a gas station for too long. Why? Because at that location, that's a meetup location. So they're trying to wait me out to see if I leave. There's another tactic you play. Why don't I leave and have your partner watch while you leave and see what else happens once you exit, right? You got to think about all these things the way you're going to play. Jake Mullis wrote, and one thing I've noticed about working gas stations is an individual checking over their vehicle multiple times to ensure the vehicle doesn't have any lights out, turn signals working. That's a great thing. Oftentimes, I would work that gas station where I'm at in the afternoon into the night. So I wouldn't see that. Maybe I didn't even take notice to it, but that's a great, great contribution to this conversation. So just to go back to principles, It's not hard to figure it out. Try it. You must have aggressive patience, right? You're going to go out, and don't think in the first 10 minutes that you're going to have the biggest bust of your life. You have to work it. You have to learn it. You have to learn the craft. Don't get so worked up. You're like, oh, I didn't get anything today. That's okay. That's police work. But once you get good at working that, you'll start to pick up on those deviations from normal common behavior that these people are participating in. If you have a question and you want answered, you can message me. You can comment it on this. That's fine during this video, whatever it may be. I'm going to try to give you the best answer that I can. There's a lot of reasons why people choose gas stations and convenience stores. Again, let me go through that simple list, and I'm probably forgetting a bunch of stuff, but they need gas. They're meetup locations. They're usually common spots where people go to do some kind of exchange. The rest of the world seems to nonchalantly, so they want to blend in, right? The rest of the world wants to blend in. The criminals want to blend in with the rest of the world. Maybe they do need something to eat. Maybe they have to use the bathroom. They're not going to go to a restaurant. So you have to think of why it's occurring in gas stations if you have one in town and working it. I mean, I was in, Wyoming? Iowa. In Iowa, they had a gas station / convenience store and an Arby's. Is it Arby's? No, no, no. What's the place that sucks? Hardee's. Hardee's is disgusting. Sorry, if you like Hardee's, I think it's fucking terrible. They had that one spot. This is a major interstate that was opened up. And they had this one spot in this major interstate where it had gas, Arby's, and a gas station and a convenience store. And guys in that area are like, where do you think we should work? I'm like, is this the only, I mean, I drove down this way. Is there anything else the other way? And they're like, no. I'm like, guys, I mean, if this is the interstate that comes through your town, this is going to be a great opportunity right here where you can pick people up as they're coming in to get gas or through the drive through to Arby's. So again, let me just reiterate what's normal and then what's not. Great opportunity to have a $40 to $50 pair of binoculars. If you don't have one, jump on Amazon, hit the purchase now and buy yourself some binoculars. Here's a tip. It's probably equipment that you could consider to be tax deductible. I'm watching the guy, Barney Fife writes in, how about the guy watching the car wash his car with the window washer located near the pumps, constantly looking up to see if you're there? Yeah, they're going to buy themselves some time, right? So we know that. Good contribution there. Pay attention. This is not something that is impossible to do. You just have to have tenacity and believe that you're going to achieve these goals. And then you got to start going into, well, how are you going to approach them? And my advice is then leave and then find a motor vehicle violation. Yes, you may have to pull somebody over for 6 over the speed limit. You may have to pull somebody over for a minor traffic violation. Yes, you will be required to go to your motor vehicle code and read some of those. Ooh, you may have to be able to walk up to somebody and open your mouth, shake their hand and say hello. You may have to walk up to the car, maybe get lucky enough to get a plain smell or something in plain view outside the car and peek inside and be audacious and be curious. You're going to have to do those things. If that's what it takes to have success as a police officer, well, you'll be regarded as somebody who gets things. Our department's interdiction team is mandating each member to attend your training. Keep up the great work, bro. Thanks, Visible Blue LLC on Instagram. Guys, if you're on Instagram and you're not in the Facebook group and vice versa, you should really join our group or create a fake Facebook account to come in. If you're in the Facebook group, you probably don't need an IG, or you could follow us on IG, but we're trying to do the same for both. The Facebook group just gets a little more attention, and it's a better place to be because that's where we've kind of built the platform. Last thing came to my mind before I go today is people who are adhering to strict traffic law while in the gas station, right? So they see you, they start the car, and they're using their turn signals to go around the pumps, right? They're checking their seatbelts before they go around the pumps. They're really, really, like he said before, checking over their car. But when they go to exit the gas station, has anybody else used their left turn signal or a right turn signal to turn onto the highway when they left? Did the last 62 cars that left that gas station put the signal on because you were there? No. So these are red flags and indicators. And then as we start getting into this reasonable suspicion checklist, you've already developed a lot of reasonable suspicion, and you should be documenting these things in your report. Who you are, what you do, what your experience is, what's normal, what's not, what this guy did or girl did. And that begins to build your reasonable suspicion. So when you prolong the stop and have independent factors to call a canine to respond to your scene, this will all count towards court. People say, oh, somebody's, people tell me less is more. Not in these scenarios, folks. We need to document everything that occurs. And we give the RES checklist. It's in the group. If you don't have it on Instagram, you can go to the Facebook group. Or you can email us, streetcoptraining@gmail.com. And we'll send you the RES checklist that you could go over and make sure that you're understanding what we're looking for as far as behaviors are concerned in interdiction style police work. We can go on for days talking about this, but hopefully that helps everybody with their gas station tactics. It's not the end all and be all. It just is something to help all of you go out and apply today. I'm sure that some people's wheels are turning in their brains. By the way, this also accounts for any kind of parking lot, not just the gas station, just that the gas stations have a little more high volume. If you're not working big box parking lots in your areas or any kind of parking lot, when you're driving by them, your eyes should be focused on what's going on in that parking lot, in those businesses, and in those cars. Anything that doesn't look normal should be investigated. What can you do? Consensual encounters. Florida v. Bostic. You're allowed to walk up to people and shake their hands and say hello. You have to know the case law about blocking people's cars in and their pathway, making them feel like they're free to leave, and the language that you use. That's why case law research is so important, because without it, you're just shooting from the hip. I get that most people aren't going to start doing case law research. That's why the classes exist, because for a small fee, you get to come and get the cheat sheets. Thousands and thousands of hours of work and experience are handed out in just 2 days. That's why it's so transformational. That's why when we show up, 200 people show up everywhere we go to get a piece of what we're doing to help them save time. It's a great part. Without further ado, good news. I can't really turn the cameras around. Today, we are starting the Street Cop Podcast. Don't look for it yet, because we're working on setting it up. Today is going to be the Street Cop Podcast. We'll see what it's about.